But what you have to understand about the coming of the Lord, there are several comings of the Lord. For instance, the Lord inhabits our praise. Would you put your hands together and praise Jesus right now? And the Bible says that the Lord inhabits when we praise. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart. Any of you who've gone through a time where you were alone or felt strength, sorrow, the Lord was closer to you than ever before. The Bible says that you will find Jesus in the volume of the book. For every time you open the Bible, he appears and he is revealed in every story that is there. He comes in judgment of powerful leaders throughout the earth because the measure of leadership is in the earth is Jesus Christ himself, who as the most powerful of us laid his life down for those of us who were less. And that's what leaders should do. And he says in his model and in his identity, the governments are on his what? On his shoulders. So pray for those who have authority, for they are accountable for Christ. And also, we love the idea of the resurrected body. And one day we will be changed in a twinkling of an eye. And these physical bodies will take on immortality. And we will no longer die. And we will be completely like Jesus when he came out of the grave with those of ancient time that came out of the graves with him. And now in physical bodies, they live forever, and that is our blessed hope, and that is a coming that we're looking forward to. But this morning, the Bible says, Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, who's here? Jesus is here. Say it with me. Jesus is here because we are gathered in the name of love. We are gathered in the name of peace. We are gathered in the name of hope. We are gathered in the name of the reality that we all have a testimony that Jesus in one way or another has impacted our life significantly. And that is our testimony. And that is our overcoming personal truth. And Christmas always reminds us that he did come the first time, and to understand where you should be, what you should be doing when the Messiah comes, you must examine what they did and what they needed the first time that the Messiah appeared. And three are three ways that you can be ready for the coming of the Messiah, and I'll just briefly mention them this morning. One is that you need wisdom. Look at somebody, say, you need wisdom, but not in a condescending way, you know, in a loving way. You need wisdom. Say, you need worship. And the third one is that you need angels. Look at them and say, you need angels. Hallelujah. Here's the deal. We need wisdom in our life. In the story of Christmas, the wise men factor in prominently. 18 months later, they would show up and find this toddler in a house that Joseph had prepared for them. But what the wise men teach us is this. You need to know what you're looking for. They came to Bethlehem knowing what they're looking for. They said, where is he who is born the King of the Jews? And it wasn't that they weren't specific about what they were looking for. They were looking for a child that was born. Where is he who is born the King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east. They embrace the science. They see God in everything. Say, I see God in everything. And because they saw God in everything, they knew what they were looking for, even though those who should have known didn't know. I don't want to be one of those that should know and not know when the time comes, when Jesus shows up to love on me, to bless me, to bring me to a different level, to transform my family. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. So you need to have wisdom this morning. You need to have peace in your heart, and you need to have goodwill toward everybody. Say, Lord, give me peace in my heart and goodwill toward everybody, because that is the message. When he came, that's all the angel said. He didn't say this, that, or other. He simply said, peace on earth now and goodwill. So now we are progressively moving, Miss Lynn, to goodwill and peace on earth. And not just peace on the entire earth, peace in this earth. Because peace on earth begins in this earth. When I bury many of you, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say from ashes to dust. Because, you know, God is our heavenly father, but the earth is your mama. Ooh, never heard that before. Well, if you want to challenge me, we'll talk later. But for now, You were created from the dust of the earth. Yo mama. And then God breathed into that dust the breath of life. Let the church say, not only that, you need worship this morning. Worship is the willingness to give your best gift. This morning, I want you to be purposed in going into the new year and every possible time that you have to be willing to give your best gift, whatever it is. Because worship is about giving. God worshiped you and he loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son that you might have life and life more abundantly. And finally, we need angels. Tell somebody you need angels. And you know what angels really represent? It represents that you have faith that God will help you. The idea that he would send extra help because he is so dedicated to my success here on earth. He is dedicated to your success. Even in Jesus' story, he quoted to Lucifer and said, he says that, or Lucifer actually quoted the scripture where he says he would give his angels charge over you. And he has given angels charge over us because as a father, he is committed to our development and us becoming sons and daughters of the Most High God, not just in name, but also in deed. So Hebrews says this, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation? Say, I am an inheritor of salvation. That means every day of your life, you have the potential to be saved, healed, and delivered. You have the potential to prosper and have wide open spaces, for God has ordained you and purposed you to be in his image and likeness and to experience the fullest you that you can possibly be. Let the church say, amen. See, the Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will do what? He will give you the desires of your heart, and God has locked inside of your heart the purpose and plan he has for you. And he believes that what you desire today is important. So as we move into this new year, I need you to go inside and reacquaint yourself with who you are and what you desire and what you're designed to do. In my life, for the last 30-something years of ministry, I've had to go inside and reinspect and make a fresh new decision that this is who I am and this is what I'm designed to do and recommit myself to it and be just as energetic now than I was 32 years ago when I left my home and left my family and said, Lord, I'm going to follow you wherever you lead me. Let the church say amen. And that was the desire of my heart, and I've been following that desire for a number of years now, 33 years of marriage, 5 kids, 2 grandchildren, praise the Lord. All you guys as family, what a deal, amen? I've got you. I would not trade that for anything. I would not trade this moment in this room for anything. Every step of the way with Jesus is valuable, and none of it is wasted, and none of it is in vain. It is important and is blessed, and I'm a better person all because of it. Hallelujah. Amen. See, faith is not just believing that God can. It is knowing that God will. And God has placed in your life the ability to know what to look for. We want to know what we're looking for this coming year. He's given you power in your life to walk through several things and get there and be there and be present. Let's bow our head and close our eyes all around the room. Praise God. Praise God. He's given you a capacity to give your best gift. Do inspection on, Lord, what is my best gift? And help me to have the courage to do it. Every person in the Bible that arrived at worship, it required courage for them to do it. It required courage for Abraham to make the decision that it was God that said, sacrifice your only son. In the Bible, the first time you find worship in the Bible is when Abraham and his son are going to the mountain to do this very unusual thing. And then when he turns to his servant, the servant, he said, servant, you stay here. I and my son are going to worship. And Abraham was about to give his best gift. and giving your best gift requires courage. And I can do it. And finally, Lord, I know that there are angels all around me. Lest I dash my foot against the stone, they are helping me. Lord, help me have a greater awareness of your heavenly hosts. Like Jesus when he was born, the heavenly hosts celebrated that the purpose of God was born. The heavenly hosts celebrate every time we move forward in your purpose and in your will. They rejoice every time we move forward in your purpose and your will. Lord, we ask you this morning to help us. We ask you to help us to fulfill your will this year. We pray that we resolve all resentments, grievances, and regrets and choose the miracle and allow the grace of God to overwhelm us, to empower us, and to cause us to be who you designed us to be. Hallelujah. Amen.